Okay, today's shiur is Vachem Daf Chav Ches, and we are on Chav Zayin and Mabez, just the last line right before the Mishnah, where the Mishnah, as we know, has been talking about the topic that's going to come up mainly later on in the Masechta, the topic of the ninth parak, which is, if there is an item that's pasul that goes onto the Mizbeach, certain psulim are niklat in the Mizbeach, meaning once they're there, they don't come down, and we have a chiv to burn them on the Mizbeach. We can't take them down. And others, which are psulo bakodesh, no, even if they go up on the Mizbeach, they are removed from the Mizbeach. Roveya, nirba, muksa, nevad, and we discussed the machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What exactly does that mean? Psulo bakodesh or aim psulo bakodesh. But Hashem, that will come up again later in the Masechta. The last section, though, dealt with what about the Mizbeach hapnimi? Is that better or worse? So on the one hand, the Marth first thought that should be less inclusive, because after all, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach HaOla, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, well, it depends, depending on what time of history, Mizbeach HaVavonim, but that's the Mizbeach that you do most of the Avodah on, and that's what's most inclusive, and that's what should have Im Ola Lo Yerid even more. And that was the Stira, we brought up Raisa. If somebody puts the Ktores Zara, voluntary Ktores, which one is not allowed to bring, and that was exactly what Nadav and Avihu did. So if somebody brought that on the Gabe of the Mizbeach Teired, right? Because the Mizbeach, only the Mizbeach HaChitzon is Mekadesh. So the Gemara was Medaik Chitzon in Pnimi Lo. And the Gemara said, no, reread the whole Brisa. Ktores Zara, Sha'olsa, if Ktores was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon Teired, because the Mizbeach HaChitzon is only Mekadesh, something that's Shayach to it. Something that's Shayach to it. A Karban Mincha, Basar, Chelev, flour. But Ktores has nothing to do with the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Vapnimi, but the Pnimi is Mekadesh Roy or Eino Roy, because the Gemara's line was High Ritzpah V'High Klishares. The Mizbeach HaChitzon is Ritzpah. It doesn't have the status of a Klisharis. It wasn't Nimshach. Mashenkin, the Mizbeach HaZav, has the status of Klisharis. So 2 points. Number one, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back. Rav Shlomo Mivilna says, as we mentioned, this must only be talking about the Mizbeach in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But once we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, so that Mizbeach, even HaChitzon, was carried and had the status of a klisharis, says the Cheshek Shlomo. Da'af the Mizbeach HaOla Shosa Moshe Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha Kemo B'Shar Kelim Mikom Akom HaShas B'Vaday Mayri B'Mizbeach HaVanim Shosa Shlomo O B'Mizbeach Shosa B'Vayi Sheni V'Hein Lo Nimshachu Avo Mizbeach HaKtores Lo Asu Acher B'Yimei Shlomo. All the new Kelim, if you read about it in Sefer Malachim, Moshe Rabbeinu made many, Shlomo Melech made many menorahs and many shulchanos, but says the Cheshek Shlomo, he didn't make another Mizbeach HaKtores. Rak hekrivu al shel Moshe, v'hu haya nimshach. So Mizbeach HaNechazov never changed. Mizbeach HaChitzon was the one that changed over time. Okay, there's one limit on the Gemara. But the other important comment here is from the Shita B'Kubetzes, going back in time a couple hundred years. Says the Shita B'Kubetzes, right over here in Os Gimel, v'hai klisharis, right, the chilek. But didn't we say Mizbeach is only Mekadesh what's Ra'ui? So these items aren't Ra'ui for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Hacha Shaini De'izbe Tarti Shehu Mizbeach Vikli Shares. Says the Shiva Gubet, says the Gemara is not saying Ritzpah, which is of Mizbeach, and versus Kli Shares. The Mizbeach HaPnimi has both. It's a Mizbeach and it's a Kli Shares. Hilkach Mekadesh Psulim Likarif. Point number one. But then he has two important days. Hikshar Rav Shmuel me Ivra. The Chiyafek Koach Machmas Psulon. Does the Mizbeach have more power to passel on Psulim than on Ksherim? Because it's only Makadesh Kusher. Right? Habaksherim lo Makadesh Tichsiv Mincha V'Nesech lo Tischu Alof. V'kiven de Ksherim lo Mikarvi Aleha, Hechi Kadesh Psulim Lahakriv Aleha. If the Mizbeach HaZav, asked the Shita, doesn't have an effect on Ksherim, it should have more of an effect on Psulim. Something that is more kosher should be more Niskadesh. How is it possible? Why does it make sense, asked the Shita, that the more puzzle items have are mushpa more from the Kalim? So, 2 days. V'yesh Lomar. First day is that in a chinami, the pasuk does have power on ksherim also. When the pasuk says it doesn't have power, it just means lechachila. Lechachila, you shouldn't put ksherim on that mizbeach. So according to that day, There's nothing fundamentally different. And we would say that it is Mekadesh Ksherim Emsulim. O-T-Rates, and then the second Deah has a totally different reading of that line. O-T-Rates, Dehada Mekadesh Psulim, that which our Gemara says, that the Mizbeach Hazov is Mekadesh Psulim, it does not mean what we thought it meant. Lo le'inyin lo yerdu. Devada yerdu me'al Mizbeach HaPanimi. It doesn't mean that once a piece of meat goes on the Mizbeach Hazov, it's burned there. No, that's not. But it's lo roi for Mizbeach HaPanimi. All it means is Ella Lomar Shim Alu Acharkein Al Mizbeach Achitzon Shelo Yerdu Umari Bekmatzim Shelo Kitsham Bekli Shehel Al Mizbeach HaPanimi. The point is that it was considered Niskadesh Bekli once it's on Mizbeach Hazav, and therefore, if it then goes on to Mizbeach Achitzon, so then it's going to be Im Alu Lo Yerdu. According to that second daya, the whole Pashas of the Gemara is removed. The Pashas of the Gemara is that the Mizbeach HaPanimi itself is Im Alu Lo Yerdu, and you're Soref, and you leave things there. Says the Shlomo Kubetz, in the second daya, no, you, of course, you don't say that. No, it means if it goes on Mizbeach HaPanimi, and that's considered Niskadesh Bekli, if it's just, let's say, flour, as we've discussed, and then if it goes on to Mizbeach Achitzon, it's Im Alu Lo Yerdu. So, two deos in the Shita, how exactly to understand this line of the Gemara. But either way, we know it's an important line. Hai Ritzpa, v'hai Kli Sharis. Okay, here we go. Next Mishnah, we start, at least now, there'll be different stages, the world of Pigel. We start the world of Pigel, as we know the Psukim describe. As we'll see, the Psukim describe both in Parshas Sav and in Parshas Kedoshim. Right, there's two Psukim that discuss it, as we will see. Hashochet, and here are the rules, says the Mishnah. Hashochet es hazevach, lizrok dama bachutz. Right, up till now we've discussed various types of machshavos ba'ayatiyot, machshavos poslos, right, shalol lishma, was da beiz. Now we get into the more serious machshava, and that is pigol or pasol. Hashochet es hazevach, lizrok dama bachutz. I shech the karban, and I have in mind to be zorek the dam bachutz, in the wrong place. Bachutz. O mixas dama bachutz. Or part of the dam bachutz. Lahakter imura bachutz. To be makter the imurin, the fats bachutz. O mixas imura bachutz. Lachol besara bachutz. O kizayis mibsara bachutz. Right, all of these are what's called either achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. Achilas mizbeach is the dam and the haktaras emurin, and achilas adam is eating the meat. So if I have in mind to do any of these in the wrong spot, O lechol kizayis me'ar ha'al yabachutz, or to eat a kizayis of the hide, the skin of the tail, bachutz. That's going to be the topic of the whole amud today. Be'ez Hashem, pasul vein bokaris. In all of these, there's psul, because what we call pigol is only when it's chutz l'zmano, at the wrong time, and that's going to be the second half of the Mishnah. But if it's chutz l'mkomo, that passels the karbon, but there is no karis if one eats from the meat. Okay, each of these lines, there's something to talk about, just a couple of few ha'aras. The Achronim wonder, when it says, zlizrog domo bachutz, the Sfasemes later on wonders, does that have to be a real halachic zrika? I have in mind to do zrika on a mizbeach bachutz, or is it even just a zrika of on somewhere? Doesn't have to be on a mizbeach. How parallel does it have to be? Right, it's similar to the discussion that comes up in the last parak in the Masechta, and that is shchut echutz, haktaras chutz. Right, how parallel does it have to be to what you're doing? This is a little less. This is thinking about it. So that's one suffix of the achronim for zrika and for the haktara, for both of them. Do you have to do a think about a zrika samizbeach, haktara samizbeach, or any type of zrika or haktara would work? Point number one. Point number two: the double lashon in each of these phrases. If I have in mind to do zrika bachutz or mixa zrika bachutz, haktara emurin bachutz or mixa emurin bachutz, what's the added chiddush? Says the Netziv here in the Merome Sadeh, the chiddush is whether you have kavana to do the mitzvah lachachila, or whether you even have kavana to do the mitzvah b'di'eved. That's the two cases, right? Because we know lachachila, one should be zorek all the dam. Says the Netziv, "Umishemach itznan bein shamachshava haya sheyasek kfi a mitzvah bachutz o kfi sheyatze b'di'eved v'chein be'emurav v'chein be'emurav." And then he adds an interesting question: "V'tzarech iyun lashon mixas emurav bachutz v'lo tani kizayis." Is there a shear for aktaras emurin? Achilas adam. You know there is a shear. They're kezias. Or we even noted in the past that it could be, it's not even kezias by karbanas. By karbanas, as if you remember, right, the chasam sofer, the beis halevi, the mitzvah is that the carbon shall be eaten and not that I should eat it. Only by carbon pesach is there a din of kezias. So maybe that's why it doesn't mention it by the eating. But what about haktaras emurin? V'tzorach yin lashon miktas emura, v'lo tani kezias, v'harei ein haktara pachot v'kezias, l'kulei alma l'gavei psol machshava. Kititznan, like we're going to have in the next Mishnah, le'echol kechatz yizayis u'lahaktir kechatz yizayis. So he's going to say haktara is also a kezias. Why here does it only say miksas? V'tzorach lomar, v'sal kedaitach mikol echad meha emurim, d'hainu kezias mechela v'kezias miklayos v'yoseres hakaved, aval b'miksas nechlal echad. Okay, mixas means all, but he discusses whether that shear of kezias would apply here. What is there a shear for hazaya, for sprinkling? So again, the Gemara does not have one. The Rambam has one, and the Griz, the Brisker Rav, wonders what the message of that Rambam is, because the Rambam, all the way at the end of Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim Perek Yudalid, at the end of Perek Yudalid, where the Rambam talks all about, it's a very long halacha, not very long, but just a long halacha, quoting all of these cases that our Mishnah has, at the end the Rambam says, Echad hamachashev lizrog dam hazevach kulo bachutz olamachar oshachashav lizrog miksas tova bachutz olamachar kiven shachashav al kidei hazaya min hadam puzzle. Once somebody thinks of kidei hazaya, they think the amount that's normally sprinkled puzzle. The Brisker Rav wonders. He says that's true. I agree. But it sounds like from the Rambam that it's a din of shiurim. It's a din of, this is a shiur like this, kezayis, like the, all shiurim, says the Griz. No, if it's less than kedei hazaya, it isn't a hazaya. It isn't a zrika. So it's not that, oh, you have to think of a zrika with this amount. I think the Rambam doesn't even have to say that, because if you don't think that amount, you didn't think about a zrika, bachutz. You didn't think about Ezrika, shalom bismano. So he just leaves it at Tzorachi, and he thinks this is a more fundamental idea, and the Rambam shouldn't have said it like that. He says, V'had tzorach lachshov al shir haza'a, mishum, I'm reading from the Griz, mishum de bepachos mikashir, eino nechsheves haza'a, ve'eino kemachashiv lasos haza'a shalom bismano. Avalo de be'etzem hadin yeshir al machsheves haza'a, kemashe tihye kemo ba'achila. Right, it's not that. V'tzorach lahavin lashon Rambam, and he doesn't know why the Rambam quotes it. So lachora mazeh denakat kidei hazaya pshita to bepachos bichlei hazaya lo mikri zrika v'ina machshava. Okay, question of the Brisker Rav. Good. What other haaris? Emurin. What does the word emurin come from? We have the word emurin here. We know emurin means the fats of the that we burn on the mizbeach. The Tiferes Yisrael here discusses the lashon of emurin, and he has two possibilities. Either Masha Amur Batorah to burn. Emurin from the word Ne'emar. Right? Emurin, the fats. Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim we have in the first Mishnah in Shas. But here, what is Emurin? V'nirali Degron Kevi B'reisha Chalakim Ha'ein Amurim U'mifurashim Batorah. Number one. And then he quotes the Aruch that says, no, maybe Emurim is from the word Murim, like raised up. Va'adonim u'muvcharim al sharho evarim. These were raised up and designated by the Torah to burn on the Mizbeach. Today is what the word emurin, where it comes from. Good. What else could we mention? Maybe one other. Good. Well, let's continue. That's the first half of the Mishnah. That's all bachutz, and therefore it's all pasul ve'ein bokaris. Let's do the second half of the Mishnah. Same parallel, but it's all talking about chutz lizmano. Lizrog damo lamachar. If you have a mind to be zorek the dam lamachar, mixas damo lamachar, or even mixas dam, or the Rambam says at least kedei hazaya lahakdir emur of lamachar, o mixas emur of lamachar, lechol bisaro lamachar, to eat from its meat lamachar, o kezayis mibsaro lamachar, or kezayis of its basar, o lechol kezayis me'or ha'al yelamachar, pigo v'chayav and lav kares. All the parallel cases of chutz lizmano are pigol, and one is chayav kares for them. Rashi says right here, when the Mishnah says, if you think about eating the basar lamachar, that's obviously, says Rashi, not including shlamim. Because shlamim, we know you're allowed to eat lamachar. That's not called chutz lizmano. Lekalokma b'shlamim ela betoda. Toda is the only shlamim they only have today. Uvachatas v'asham, we're talking about chatas and asham too, where you also only have today. Kachay kachim is only today, and toda is only today. But shlamim is even tomorrow. So when the Mishnah says, lechol, b'sara l'machar, that's not talking about the b'sara of the shlamim. Dilu b'shlamim machar z'manahu. But the other ones, avaluzrok damo, lahakhtirim urafilu shlamim. The Haktaras Emurim and the Zrikas Adam, that is limited. Shlomim only has a larger time for the Achilas Basar. So that line of the Mishnah is not talking about Shlomim, Masha Enkein, the others. The Rishash here discusses this Rashi also. He says, V'na'aniyaz daiti, t'matzi ayri afa Shlomim. You have a case of Shlomim. V'ratza lomar, t'chashiv la'achlo, kol yom ha'machras. You don't have to limit it. The whole day tomorrow you have in mind. What's the whole day tomorrow? That includes tomorrow night. Because we know in Kachim, Halayla Olech Achra Yom. So if you think about Lamachar, even Shlamim is a problem. Because if I shlach the carbon on Tuesday, Shlamim, so I could eat it Tuesday night, Wednesday day, not Wednesday night. Even though in Hilchas Karbanos, the night usually follows the day. But that's a part of Machar that's Chutz L'Zmano even for Shlamim. So you don't have to say that Shlamim is excluded from this line of Achilas Basar L'Machar, because there's even some L'Machar, says the Rishash, that would be included. Dayna Apal Ayla Shalacharav, Degam Hine Chlalas B'Shei Machar. Over Rabbi Kachim, Sha'alayla Holeches Achar Hayom. Good. That is the Rishash's Ha'aran Rashi. I don't think there's a Rabban. I don't think we mentioned it yet, but it comes up related to this. So we know Shlamim, maybe we mentioned it, I don't remember. We mentioned Shlamim has day-night day. Interesting Lashon, though, in the Torah. In Parshas Sav, when it tells us that you can eat a Shlamim for 2 days, it says you can eat it for the first day, and then the Torah says, Umi machras v'hanosar mimenu, and that's what's left over also can be eaten. That is the pasuk in Zion to Zion. I'll read it from the beginning. V'mneder o nedava zevach karbano b'yom hakrivo zivcho yeachel, on the day that you're makriv, you could eat it. Umi machras v'hanosar mimenu yeachel. So the Ramban picks up on that word nosar. It's nosar. Yeachel, says the Ramban, even by shlamim there's a mitzvah to eat it on the first day. It's only what's left over. V'hanosar, you could eat it on the second day. Lefichach, says the Ramban, Chazar, Leva'er, V'hanosar mimenu, Barishon ye'achel mimacharas, Lo she'yisha'er mimenu bekavana, V'lo she'yehei rasha'im lahaniach kulo liyom ha'machras, Aval mitzvah she'yachel mimenu barishon, V'hanosar, b'mikre, ye'achel bimacharas hanizkar. Right, whatever is left over can be eaten the next day, but not that it should be left over. If you look in the Yagdol Torah, or the compilation a la Torah of a lot of Hasidic thoughts, so he quotes from the Imre Emes here, based on this Ramban, to answer Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos' Kasha later on in Daf Nun Zayin, where Tosfos notes that we know Shlamim can be eaten day night day. Why didn't Chazal make a harchaka that it could only be eaten until Chatzos Hayom? Just like we know first Mishnah in Shas, you make a harchaka and only eat until chatzos, k'dil harchaka z'adam and aveira. So why by shlamim? Shlamim can be eaten day night day, so you should only be able to eat it until chatzos on the second day afternoon. Why don't you do that? K'mosha asu, b'kashim anachom kol alayla. And Tosfos answers, everybody knows when Shkia is coming. You don't need the harchaka. It's during the day. In the middle of the night, to know when the morning is, that you need a harchaka. So Tosfos says on a more practical level. But the Imre Yama says, well, according to the Ramban, they weren't gozer because it's a milsa de la shlicha, right? If the ikar is to eat it the first day, there's not going to be much left over. And if there is, they'll eat it. Relefi devrei Ramban, move on. Tkivan shamitzvah lecho biyom rishon, lo hayashchiach sheyishoer gam lamachar, ubedavar sheyino shchiach, lo gazru rabbana. Good. But that has to do with lamachar and whether it's included in the Mishnah. Here we go. We're up to the Aliyah sugya. Aliyah the tale. Our Mishnah said that if I have in mind to be maktir alya, the arha alya, the alya is the tail. The arha alya is the skin of the tail. So the Mishnah included that in its statement. The Mishnah says, if I have in mind to eat a kezias from the arha alya bachutz, that's pasul vein bokares, if I have a kavana to be eat it lamachar, so then it is pigo v'chayav anav karis. So, 3 days in the Gemara, how to understand the Mishnah. Number one, savrua or alya ka'alya dami. First, I think that the havamina is, or the first stage, that the Ur of the Aliyah has the status of the Aliyah. The Aliyah, if you have to burn the Aliyah, the tail, you have to burn the Ur HaAliyah too. So if that's true, let's assume the Aliyah is one of the Chalavim that have to be burned, one of the Imurim that have to be burned. So the Ur HaAliyah also. So one second. Our Mishnah talks about eating, right? Eating the Ur HaAliyah. But eating the Ur HaAliyah, but don't you have to be maktir the Ur HaAliyah? So says the Gemara, v'haka mechashiv me'achiles mizbeach la'adam. You can't mix and match, can you? I'm gonna think lahaktir basar lamachar. That doesn't work, does it? Or to eat the chelev, to eat the emur lamachar. So aren't you mixing and matching here? If you say the assumption is that the Ur HaAliyah has the status of Aliyah, and the Aliyah, the tail, is burned on the Mizbeach, so the Ur HaAliyah is also burned, so how can the Mishnah talking about eating the Ur HaAliyah? Isn't that switching from Achilas Mizbeach to Achilas Adam? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Omar Shmuel Hamani Rebbe Eliezer he. This is Rebbe Eliezer Shita our Mishnah. To Omar who says in a few days, Mechashvin Miachilas Mizbeach Lachilas Adam, Miachilas Adam Lachilas Mizbeach. You're allowed to mix and match in the world of pigal and pasul. Really, it turns into pasul, but you're allowed to. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says later on, Hashochid es hazevach lechol dover she'ein darko lechol lahakdir dover she'ein darko lahakdir. If I think about something to be ochel that it's not usually eaten, or haktara, kosher, the Tanakhama says kosher, because you're not allowed to be choshev, mi'achilas mizbeach lachilas adam, or vice versa. Rebbe Elazar posel, and Rebbe Elazar says pasul, no, that is effective. So our Mishnah is talking about is like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, that it does pasul, as we will see. Says the Gemara, B'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, right, did we say this Mishnah here on Daf Chav Zayin is like Rabbi Eliezer? A Masefa, what about the Mishnah on tomorrow's Daf? On Daf Chav Tes, that's not like Rabbi Eliezer. What does the Mishnah say? Zeh Aklal, Kol HaShochet V'HaMakabel V'HaMolech V'HaZoreg. Anyone who does any of the avodos hadam, lechol davar shadarko lechol, ulahakter davar shadarko lahakter, specifically to eat something that's normally eaten, to burn something that's normally burned. So what do we medayik from that Mishnah on tomorrow's daf? Davar shadarko lechol in, shein darko lechol lo, asan l'rabanan. That's like the Rabbanan Shita that you cannot mix and match. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're allowed to mix and match, and we're saying our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer because it talks about eating the Ur HaAliyah. One second, the Ur HaAliyah is burned, and you're talking about eating it. So this Mishnah Chav Zayin sounds like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes sounds like the Rabbanan Shita. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbi Eliezer v'sefer Rabbanan Amar Le'in. Yes, Rabbi Yudah Nasi was so same, like two different opinions of the Tanaim, even though we'd rather not say that. But the first opinion of the Gemara here says that is all shot number one of the Mishnah. Rav number two, Rav Huna Ama, Rav Huna argues fundamentally. No, Ur HaAliyah lav ka'aliyah dami, meaning even though the fats of the tail is burned, the Ur is never burned. Just like the rest of the Ur is given to the Kohanim, so to the Ur HaAliyah is given to the Kohanim, right? It's not burned. And therefore there's no diuk in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, eating the Ur HaAliyah, that's fine. That's what you normally do. That's a davar shed darko lecho, and our Mishnah is just like the Rabbanan throughout. Fine. Oh, my Rava, my time of Rav Huna. Where does Rav Huna get that from? Chelvo HaAliyah, velo Ur HaAliyah. So we're medayik. The chelev of the aliyah is burned and not the or of the aliyah. Good. That is all pshat number two. So machlokas Shmuel and Rav Huna, whether the Ur HaAliyah has the status of aliyah in terms of being huktar al gavi hamizbeach. Number three, Rav Chizda Amar, la'olam Ur HaAliyah ka'aliyah dami. Rav Chizda says, really, I'll agree with Shmuel. Fundamentally, Ur HaAliyah is ka'aliyah, and it should be huktar. We have Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbanan, you know, how do you answer that question? No, our Mishnah is talking about a specific case. Ur HaAliyah is like Aliyah, and therefore when the Aliyah has to be burned, the Ur is burned. But the Halacha is, the Torah says, Beferish, only the tail of a sheep is burned on the Mizbeach. The tail of a goat, if you bring a goat for a karban, then the tail is not burned on the Mizbeach. Forget the Ur HaAliyah, the Aliyah itself. And therefore, our Mishnah, when our Mishnah puts Ur HaAliyah into an eating category, because our Mishnah is talking about a goat, not talking about a sheep, and therefore, the Aliyah, the tail is not burned, so the Ur of the Aliyah is not burned. They're both something that is Ne'echal, and that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Good. So that's the way you could say Ara Alya is Ka'alya and not be forced to say it's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. So why does each shita not say like the other one? Kul hukis Shmuel lo Amri. Shmuel has difficulty, and the other shitas don't go like Shmuel. Reish Rabbi Elazar Sefer Rabbanan lo mukmi. Would rather not say two mishnayos in a row in the same parak are like different opinions. Karafuna lo Amri. Like Rafuna, they wouldn't want to say Ara Alya Ka'alya dami. Kamash Balahu. Because they think that Ara Alya should have the status of Alya. Why? As the Gemara will say soon, the Ara Alya is a little softer and it's more connected to the chelev of the Alya more than the Ara on the rest of the body. So that's why we'd rather say Ara Alya is Ka'alya. So that's why we would rather not say like Rav Huna. So what's wrong with Rav Chisda though? Rav Chisda is beautiful. Ara Alya is Ka'alya. I'm only talking about Gdi. So why wouldn't you want to say like him? Rav Chisda, my time alo Amri. Why wouldn't the others like Rav Chisda Pshat? Because the Gemara says, because then what would be the Chiddush? My Kamash Malon. Ara Alya, Ka'alya Dami. What the Ara of the Alya of a Gedi is like an Alya, and therefore you eat it? We know that already from a Beferish Mishnah Maseches Chulin. So that's why they wouldn't like Rav Chisda's Shad, because we would know that it's Beferish Mishnah elsewhere. Tanina, we already learned it, even just before that for a second. Rashi notes that what the Chiddush is according to the other two opinions. Look in the Rashi, my Kamash Malon. My Kamash Malon. Tana de Masnisan. Iba Alya shall Gedi Koi. If it's like the Alya of a Gedi, like Rav Chisda says, I Amrit Bishlama shall Keves. Kamash Malon Lashmuel. To Machashra Mechilas on the Mizbeach. Machilas Mizbeach Machilas Adam. Kirabi Eliezer. If you say that it's talking about a sheep, so then according to Shmuel, the Chiddush is like Rabbi Eliezer. Ula Rav Huna de Mukila Karabanan. Ashmida Tana de Don de Ara Ayalavka Ayadami. Lahatiro. And according to Rav Huna, the Chiddush is that Ara Alya is not like Alya. So according to Shmuel and Rav Huna, there would be Chidushim. But according to Rav Chisda, what would be the Chiddush? Back to the Gemara. Tanino, we know that from a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. The Elu Sha'oro Se'en Kibisaron. The following parts of the body, and there's a whole list there, in the laws of Hilchas Tumah, their skins are like their basar. They're soft. And therefore, they're like their basar. Included in the list is Or Shetachas Ha'alya. So we already know Or Ha'alya is Ka'alya Dami. So according to Rav Chisda, what would be the Chiddush of our Mishnah? That's why others would not like Rav Chisda's Pshat of the Gemara. Says the Gemara of Rav Chisda, Yitzchak. What would Rav Chisda answer to that? He would say, no, you do need our Mishnah, Yitzchak. Sakadat Dechamina, over there in Maseches Chulin, it's a different category of halacha. For tumah, you go by, is it soft, is it not soft? It's soft, so for the shear of tumah, tumas ochel, so the skin can be considered as part of the chalef. Derachich mitztarif. Avalacha, what are we talking about here? Eating karbanos. Ema lamashcha. We haven't had that yet. Lamashcha is a special din that the Kohanim have to eat karbanos in a royal way. Lamashcha, kilegdula, kiderach shamalachim ochlim. Like kings eat. V'lo avidi malachim ta'achli hachi. So kings don't eat the Or Ha'alya. So emalo, maybe it would not be included. And you wouldn't say Or Ha'alya Ka'alya Dami in this category, in this halachic context of eating karbanos, kamash malan, we say that you would say that. That's the chiddush of Rav Chisda. It's not exactly like the Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin. The source of this idea of Lamashcha is a Mishnah later on. If you look later on in Daf Tzadi, the Mishnah says, Kohanim can eat karbanos however they want. Grilled, roasted. How does a Kohen like to eat his meat? So the Mishnah says, Tzadi Amabez in the 10th parak. V'kuol Kohanim rashan l'shanos v'achilasan. They can eat whatever they want. La'achlan tsluyin. Shlukin, mivushalin, laseis latocho tavle chulin, and the Tanakama says the tavle truma, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you can even put in truma spices, because kachem is even more. Rabbi Meir omer lo itin latocho tavle truma, shalo yavi hatruma lidei psul. Okay, that is the, because truma doesn't have a time limit, while this kachem is going to become nosar. But either way, you see from that, from the Mishnah, that you can eat it in any way you want. And the Gemara says, what is the source of that? That's the Lamashcha, Kederach Shem Malachim Osin. That's what the Gemara says on the next daf. Daf Sadi Aleph, my time, Amar Kro Lamashcha, Lagdula, Kederach Shem Malachim Ochlim. They can eat it however they want, because that's what the kings do. That's what they do. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Perek Yud of Hilchos, Perek, I just find it in Perek Yud. The Rama quotes this halacha of Lomashcha. One second, let me just find which halacha this is. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Yud Halacha Yud in Ilchas Maisa Karbanos. Umoto lechol asakachim b'chol ma'achol afilu kohanim mutarim. Interesting, even kohanim. Always young man in the first line. Pashtus Bailim Yisraelim eating kachim kalim. You're allowed to eat kachim b'chol ma'achol. And then he says afilu kohanim mutarim lechol chelkam beimi kachim kalim beimi kachim b'chol ma'achol ulashanos ba'achi lasam ulachlam tsluyim shlukim b'vushalim. Ready, passes like the second opinion there. What's the Havamina otherwise? Why would you not be able to eat it however you want? Right, it's Kohanim, even Kohanim, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Salkedaita Chamina, Shahakohanim Tsrichim Shalo Yochlu Elo Lashem Shamayim, Velochein Lo Yochlu Osam Bimatamim Derech Tainug. I have to eat the Karmel Lashem Shamayim. I have to do it, Lashem Mitzvah. If I do it however I want to prepare, that's not Lashem Mitzvah, that's my own Anah. So the Havamin is that I have to do a L'shem Mitzvah without any beautiful ways in preparing it. Kamash Malan, Mishum Dekasa, Behu Rachman, Ala Mashchum, Takabina, Lashem Gedula, Kedar Hashem Malachim Ochlim. Kamash Malan, they can. Is it they can or that they must? That's an interesting question. So now that we say the Kohanim are allowed to eat it however they want, or they must eat it however they want. Like, should a Kohen say, I'm only going to eat it exactly like this, right? Not to get any Hanah. Kind of reminds us of the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal and the Hagdama. Of the Eglei Tal. What does the Eglei Tal say? Remember that? The Eglei Tal says there are some people out there that mistakenly think that the highest level of learning Torah is learning Torah without getting any benefit from it. Just learning Lishma, not enjoying it. I'm doing this because Hashem told me to learn. And says the Eglei Tal, there's never been something further from the truth. The highest level of learning Torah is where we enjoy it, where it's delicious, where it's nivla bidameinu, it becomes absorbed in our bloodstream when we enjoy learning Torah. That's the highest level, right? To learn, well, just because you have to learn always. But even if I enjoy it, that's the highest level to get to. That's what we try to do, right? Bikutei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. We try to enjoy it. And therefore, but that's similar to this idea, this Havamina of the Kesef Mishnah here in Yud Yud. I might have thought they have to do a Dafka L'Shem Shamayim without putting anything on it. Like some have the Minog, not eating their matzah with salt at the Seder. They don't want to mix anything into the mitzvah. Just this. Not exactly the same. But Kamash Malan says the Kesef Mishnah, they could eat it however they want. That is the Heter of Lamashcha, and maybe some Rishonim Mechulim say they should eat it. They should eat it Lamashcha. Not just can, but should, in the way that they like it, the way that they like it the most. Good. So the R being similar to the Alya or not comes up in Hilchas Tuma, as we see here. It comes up in Hilchas Pigel, as we see here. It also, just to mention, it comes up in Hilchas Isser, right? In Hilchas Machalas Asuros. The Rambam also talks about the halacha of eating non-kosher in Machalas Asuros, and the Rambam there. In Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Aleph discusses this also of the or having the status of the baser. Good. There is a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, not on Zvachim, because there is no Yerushalmi on Zvachim. The Ola Shlomo. We haven't quoted from the Ola Shlomo yet. I don't think the Ola Shlomo. We have him on a number of Mesechlas and Kachim. Those who remember Reb David Lichtis, the Suvalka Rav. So the Ola Shlomo was his grandfather or his great grandfather, and he helped Reb David Lichtis. Put it out, helped publish the Ola Shlomo on Kachim. So there, the Ola Shlomo here is mayor to the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Ches Beis, with his machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that if somebody eats the Or Ha'alya, is there Malkus? So Reb Yochanan says, Lo Shona Ela L'Isser V'Tumah, Avala Malkus Lo. For Reish Lakish Savar, Afla Malkus. Aflamalkus. So he just says, he doesn't know why the Gemara doesn't limit it, but L'Chara, our Gemara seems to be going like Reish Lakish, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. He just makes that ha'ara and he tries to figure out if there's any way to understand like Rabbi Yochanan too, who limits the halacha even in the world of Isser. Good. Meisvei, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Is this all true? According to all these days, Meisvei, Ashochet, it's a Ola. Lahaktir, Kizayis, Me'or, Shatachas, Ha'alya. If I shech the carbon Ola, to be Machtir or Kizayis, so remember, in Ola, everything's burnt. Lahakter kazayis me'or shetachas alya chutzlam komo. Pasul ve'ein bo karis. Chutzlas mano pigo v'chayavan alav karis. first day. Elazar ben Yehuda ish Ivlim, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, V'chein Ha'ir Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish Kfar Ichus, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Echad or Beis HaPrasos Behema Daka, whether you think about the or of the Beis HaPrasos, under the hooves that go all the way up the leg of the Behema Daka, the Echad or HaRosh Al Egel Harach, or the or of the head of a calf, the Echad or Shetachas Ha'alya, the Kol Shemanu Chachamim Gabi Tuma, Ve'elu Sharosen Kibsaram, all of those oros, Lahavi or Shal Beis HaBoshes, to include the or under the Eiver Hazach, Eiver Hanikevus of a female. In all these cases, Chutzlam Kamo, Pasul Vein Bokares, Chutzlizmano, Pig of a Chayav and Alav Kares. Okay, all of these oros are so often they're considered something part of the chaylev or part of the animal, and therefore they function as pigol and pasul. So the Gemara says, Ola in Aval Zevach Lo. This Brisa Dafka talks about a carbon Ola. Right? Why is it limited? Aval Zevach Lo. Other carbonos, nah. Why does Dafka limit it? So Bishlama Le Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, who says Or Ha'alya is Lav Ka'alya Dami, Or usually is eaten, and the Alya is burned. Then I know why it says it by Ola. Because only by Ola is the Or like the Alya. Haina Diktani Ola. Only that's the case. That's the only time when Or is burned, according to Rav Huna, is by a carbon Ola. And that's why the Brisa talks only by a carbon Ola. Abba Rav Chizda, but according to Rav Chizda, who says, Or Ha'alya is always Ka'alya. So my Arya Diktani Ola, listen Zevach. Just say all carbonos. The Or Ha'alya is always burned along with the Alya. So, two answers. Maybe we're talking about the Aliyah of a Gedi. So the Aliyah of a Gedi is normally not burned, as we said. Even the Aliyah of a Gedi is not burned. Of course, the Or of the Aliyah. But by Ola, everything's burned. So that's why Dafka talks about Ola. Or switch. Say, it should say Zevach in the Brisa and not Ola. Right? Sometimes the Amoraim do that. As we know, Zu'ena Mishnah. Right? It's not authoritative. There was a mistake. I heard it. I heard the Pshat of the Brisa talking about Zevach and not about Ola. Adkan, the Sugya of Alya. The Sugya of Alya. But we can't talk about Alya without mentioning the most famous story in Shas about Alya. And that's the Gemara in Sachem on Daf Gimel, where the Gemara talks about there. It's subjectively the most famous story of Alya and Shas. A famous story, or we'll make it famous right now. Remember the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, where there was an Aramean, Hahu Arma, Tavi Salik Va'achol Pischa B'Yerushalayim. There was an Aramean that went up and used to be Ola Regel. Non-Jew, there's an Isser for a non-Jew to take part in the Karban Pesach. So he used to go up and take part in the Karban Pesach. Omar, he used to boast. Ksiv kol ben necha lo yocha bo, kol ara lo yocha bo, v'yanaka achlina mi shufre shufre. I eat from the best. He used to go up and boast. Omar le Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, mi kasafa lecha me'alya. Did they ever give you from the tail? Did they ever give from the tail? Right, and what's Karban Pesach? A keves, let's say. So keves, we learned in our Gemara. Gedi, it's not burned, but a keves is burned. Did they ever give you from the tail? Omar le lo. He says, no, they didn't. Kisalkis lahasam emalu, tell them, safalimeal, you give me a little bit from the tail. Klum, right, and Rashi says, Klum nosin lachamin aalya lechol, a nosin lacha elemena kachushabo. They're giving you the bad parts. Viniskabin lahat oso, lakishayelech od yishalmin aalya. Right, ubiyad, revidim emesera, lohaya lahargo. He wasn't able to kill him. Interesting. Kika Salek, Amar Lahu, so when they went up there, Amar, he said, Ma'alya safali, give me from the aalya. Amrule, aalya, lagavoa salka. Alya of the keves that goes the sheep, it's burned. Amrule man amrulachahachi. Who told you this? Amrulahu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Yehuda ben Beseira, Amru mayai to come on. What's going on here? Badku basrei vaashkachu daarmahu vekatluhu. Why was he chayav misa? Good question. The Rishonim all deal with it. But either way, shalchal Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shalom lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Daat benetzivin umtsudascha prusa b'Yerushalayim. Right, your reach is very far-reaching. Right, your net is spread even in Yerushalayim, and then we showed him deal with. So why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? Why was he doing it in Nisivin? There's a halacha, alila regel. Is there no alila regel in Chutz La'aretz? From Chutz La'aretz, Tosa discusses. What did he have any karka? Either way, that's a lot of halachic sugyas come out of that Gemara. Tosa's there also deals with. Do we believe somebody who they are whenever they come? Somebody comes to shul and says, "Hi, I'm a Kohen." We believe him. Does that Gemara prove anything? Right? That if somebody says, "I'm Jewish, I'm a goy," we believe him? He doesn't have to bring any proof? Right? That also, Gemara, Rabbeinu David there discusses the name of Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's a raya or not. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Pasul Vein Bokares, Chulu. So now we get into the nitty-gritty of Pigel. What's the source? What's the source? So for this, for the next Gemara, we have to review the two psukim. The Gemara is going to call these two psukim on Amud Beis the long pasuk and the short pasuk. The pasuk Arichta and the pasuk Zuta. Right? Two different psukim. And also the Gemara is going to call it the pasuk of Parshat Tzav and the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu. The Gemara is going to mamish use those Lashonos. So let's just review. The longer pasuk is here in Zayin Yurches, in Parshat Tzav. V'im he'achel ye'achel mi'besar zevach shlamav b'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'ratzeh. So the pashas of the pasuk, as we've noted, the pashas of the pasuk sounds like if you eat it on the third day, it's not lo yiratzeh, you're not going to get kapara. Which the Gemara is going to say cannot mean that kipshuto, because the Gemara is going to say ultimately, once you finish the avoda, how could you say it becomes ruined then? You finish the avoda because you eat it on the wrong day. That's why it's going to ruin the avoda. Yes, the Gemara says, "Koinim ochlim u'bailim is kaprim." The achila takes part; it has some effect on the kapara. But to say that without the achila, the whole avoda is ruined is very difficult. That's why the Gemara is going to assume that this pasuk has to be meeting not actual eating on the third day, but thinking about eating on the third day. But the pasuk says, "V'im he'achel ye'achel mi'besar zevach shlama b'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'ratzeh ha'makrivo so lo ye'chashev lo pigul yihyeh." Pigul literally means rejected. "V'anefesh ha'ocheles mimenu avona tisa." Every single word in the pasuk is going to be spoken about on the daf. That is one pasuk. Zayin Yudches. And then if you look in Parshas Kedoshim, there is a shorter pasuk in Yutes Zayin, all the way at the beginning of the parsha. The pasuk says, "Vim he'achel ye'achel b'yom ha'shlishi pigel hu lo yiratzeh v'yochlav avono yisak yes kodesh Hashem chilel v'nechrusav v'chulu." So we're going to have to come back to that, but those are the two psukim. So here we go. Pasul v'en bokaris minani mili. How do I know that if I think chutzlam komo, it's what we call pasul, and there's no kares? And if I think chutzlas mano, it's pigel, and there is kares. Omar Shmuel Trey Kray Xivi. Yes, two psukim. Mahi. What are the two psukim, or what do we need the two psukim for? Omar Rabba Shlishi Zeo Chutz Lizmano. Right, the main pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Shlishi is Chutz Lizmano. Pigul Zeo Chutz Lizmano. That's pretty ironic. The word pigul is Chutz Lizmano, which isn't what we call pigul. It's pasul. But either way, that word rejected is a reference to Chutz Lizmano. Rashi explains. Why do you say chutzlam komo and not, let's say, shalolishma, or some other problematic thought? Because Rashi explains chutzlam komo is the closest to chutzlazmano. It's out of its proper place in time or in, a place where physically it's supposed to be. Those are the closest ones to each other. The dummy la chutzlazmano kamar bi bahaikra, the chutzlam mechitza dummy chutzlazman. Right? Outside of its time is like outside of its proper space, in time or in space, literally. So that's why that's included. Next phrase, va'anefesh ocheles mimenu, somebody who eats from it, mimenu is singular, echad v'lo shnayim. That's what we darshan, only one of the previous ones is chayev kares. Which one? V'zeo chutz lizmano. V'lim ute chutz lamkomo. Says the Gemara, v'eima v'anefesh ocheles mimenu zeo chutz lamkomo l'mute chutz lizmano. Why do you say chutz lizmano is pigol and kares, and chutz lamkomo is just pasul vein bo kares? Mistavra chutz lizmano adif. The pasach bei. Chutz lizmano was the first one that we learned out in the pasach. By yom ha'shlishi, we learn out from there. So Gemara says, adarabba, chutz lamkomo adif, the samichle. Chutz lamkomo is learned out from the word pigol, and it's closer to the word kares in the pasach. So we know it's one of them, but how do you know which one? So El Amar Abaya, when Abaya says, Ki Asar Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, Samech Adetani, he was Somech on the following Tana, Adetani Tana. Kshu Omer Shlishi Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu. Remember it repeated, the passage that we just read. It's in Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu. We don't usually think that the Tanoim and Amoraim called the Parshios the same way we call the Parshios. We've mentioned that sometimes they split it up, right? The Parshas and Kesef Talveh, the Sefer HaChinuch has. But especially in the Tanoim, so it's interesting here that it calls it that. Shomer Shlishi, the Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, She'ein Tamalomar, It doesn't have to say it. Shari kvar nemar. Vim heyochel yochel mibsar zevach hashlamei bayom hashlishi. We already have the main halacha of pigol in Parshas Tzav. Why do you have to repeat it again in Parshas Kedoshim? Emeino inyan. Why does there have to repeat shlishi? That's about time. Emeino inyan lechutz lizmano, taneo inyan lechutz lemkomo. Meaning, the way that Abaya understands this is that the whole pasuk in Tzav is about chutz lizmano. And the pasuk in Kedoshim is about chutz lemkomo, and there, by chutz lemkomo, there's a special miut. Don't say there's karis. Umiyet rachmana gabe nosar, and the Torah is memaid gabe nosar v'ochlav avono yisav. Right, the pasuk right after the pigol pasuk. It says v'machol yachob ayom shlishi. Then it says v'ochlav, those who eat it, avono yisav, will bear its sin. That means karis lemute chuzam komo, exuni chuzam komo. What the Gemara is about to note, though, it's a little strange because pasuk yud says nosar. Pasuk Yud Aleph, I'm sorry, I misread. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Vav is Nosar. Pasuk Zayin is Shlobim Komo. Pasuk Ches is Karis. So we're saying that Pasuk Ches, Karis, is going back on Pasuk Vav. We're skipping Pasuk Zayin. That's what Gemara is about to mention. But what does the Pasuk of Karis say? Only this has Karis. So we're saying it's only this, only Nosar, and not the pasuk in between of Chuslam Komo. So the Gemara says, V'yema v'ochlav avono yisav, zeh Chuslam Komo, v'lemute Nosar mikaris. Maybe it's actually just the opposite. In the Torah it says Nosar, Chuslam Komo, Karis. And Karis only by one thing. So wouldn't you think it's only Karis by Nosar, and only Karis by Chuslam Komo, and not by Nosar? Because that is the preceding pasuk. We'll talk more about Nosar, but let's just finish. Gemara says, "Mistaver nosar avle luukme." No, we'd rather include nosar bikares v'lemigmar avon avon lechutz lizmano. No, we'd rather have the hekesh of nosar and chutz lizmano avon avon. Why? Xereshava the dummy lay b'zayin beis, because it's similar in zayin beis. Zayin means is zayin is zman. They both have to do with time. Nosar and chutz lizmano have to do with time, and beis bama. They both, right, have, are similar in that bama, if we bring a carbon on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash in the times when a bama was mutter, they're both also a problem on a bama. Bama also has no sort of chuslam amount of problems. Chuslam komo doesn't have a bama problem because it's already chuslam komo. Right, so in those ways, in these two ways, Zion and Beis, Nosar is like chuslam mano, and that's why it's better to compare it and say Nosar has karis and not chuslam komo. Says the Gemara, no, adaraba, chuslam komo havi le ukme bekares. No, it's better to say chuslam komo has karis, le migmar ava avon chuslam mano, the dummy le bim mem kuf dalachin. Spells out Mikdash. But chuslam komo is like chuslam mano in four ways. What does this stand for? Mem is machshava. They're both problematic thoughts. Right? Kuf is ksas. What's ksas? Even miksaso is nifsal. Dalit is dam. Right? They both have to do with the avodas hadam. And shin is shlishi. They both have to do, right, by both of them it says shlishi, unlike the Nosar, it doesn't talk about shlishi there. So therefore, that's how Rashi understands the four letters. See, the way chutz lizmano and chutz lemkomo have more in common than chutz lemkomo, than Nosar and chutz lizmano. So we're back to the question, right? Why reread the Torah to say that the kares is referring to Nosar, which is the previous pasuk, skipping a pasuk, and not say that the kares is referring to chutz lemkomo? So the Gemara is going to have another source. Remember, Nosar, the Sefer Chinuch says, Nosar, what's the message of Nosar? What do we have to be so careful for? About not leaving things over? So the Sefer Chinuch has two ideas. Number one, says the Sefer Chinuch, because things go bad over time. If you leave things over one day, it doesn't taste as fresh, it doesn't taste as good. We want you to be inspired by your eating karbanos. We don't want you to eat day-old karbanos, or even stuff to be burned. We don't want you to have stuff from today for tomorrow. It might get rotten, it might get smelly. Right? We want you to stay inspired. If they burn it right away. The ultimate way of destroying it is by fire. Okay? Number one. Number two, he says, Remez al habitachon b'Hashem yizbarach. Shelo yehe adam chonek atzmo b'ma'achalo yoser mikdei latznio liyom achar. Hashem will give you tomorrow. Whatever you have today, finish today. Happy Tachon. Hashem will give you more tomorrow. Birotoki akel yitzavel lachalot basar hakodesh mishavar shaito kiloyim gamur v'lo ratza shiyehana bo briach reichen. Lo la'adav lo la'behema. Okay, number one, about keeping ourselves inspired and not having leftovers. You can have leftovers from Shabbos. You can't have leftovers from Karbanos. Right? That's the chinuch, number one. And number two, bitachon. Bitachon, don't worry, Hashem will help you out tomorrow also. Again, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have basic savings and we shouldn't think about the future, but there is a message there. Either way, we're still stuck. We can't get into Bama right now, but that's in the last parak. The Mishnah in Kuf Yud Beis discusses all the stages of history about Bama, Heter Bama, Isser Bama, back and forth. But El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's try again, we're still stuck. How do we know that Chutz Limkomo does not get Kares and Chutz Lizmano gets Kares? So El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, Asya Kodesh Kodesh. Have the following Zereshava. Ksiv Hacha Es Kidesh Hashem Chilel V'Nichrisa. So that is the pasuk that we just read in the Kares pasuk in Kedoshim, right? Ochlav avano yisah ki es kodesh Hashem chilav v'nechresa v'ksiv hasam v'saraftas anosar ba'esh v'gomer. And the continuation of the pasuk is lo yeachel ki kodesh hu. So the pasuk about Kares has the word kodesh in it. The pasuk about nosar has kodesh in it. Ma lahala nosar avkan nosar. So that's how we know Noser is the one that's the Kares Pasuk. Umiyad Rachmana, Gabi Noser, Vachlov, Avano Yisah, only it's eating. Lemute Chuslim Komo, Mi Kares. So that's how you know the Kares Pasuk is talking about Noser, and it excludes Chuslim Komo. Says the Gemara, my chaz is to cry aricha v'chutz lizmano ushlishi de parshas kedoshim tiyu chutz limkomo. Fine, I understand that the pasuk in parshas kedoshim says Noser gets Kares, and the other thing, the other halacha in this parsha does not. But now, how do you know Pigol is Tzav, and how do you know Chuslazmano is Tzav, and Chuslam Komo is Kedoshim? Maybe it's flipped. Eifachana. And if you say that, then Chuslam Komo would get Kares, and Chuslazmano wouldn't get Kares. Mistavra Aricha, the longer one. Aricha b'Chuslazmano, de gomer avon avon minoser de damile b'zayin beis, as we just said. Adaraba, Aricha b'Chuslam Komo, v'shlishi de Kedoshim tiyo Chuslazmano, v'shlishi de damile samche. Because it's similar, it puts it together. You want to say Chutz Lizmano is like Nosar? So say Chutz Lizmano is in Kedoshim. Put it right next to Nosar. They come in Maile, and then it's excluded. But the Torah specifically puts them together to then be mechalik between them. So we're still stuck. So Ela Amar Rava. So Rava comes up and says, now the following. This is the Brisa, that's the ultimate source. Kulu Mikra Aricha Asyan. Right? Everything is learned out from Kedoshim, from Tzav. Dichsiv. Hey achel, ye achel. The double lashon. V'shtei achilas akazim medaber. The Torah is talking about two achilas. Echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. Right? And pigol is either one. Mi b'sar zevach shlomav. What does that phrase teach me? Ma shlomim mefaglim mispaglim. Just like a shlomim has a mefagel and a mispagel. We'll talk more about that Hashem later. But mefagel means it has something that causes other things to become pigol. Like dam causes the meat to become pigol. By shlamim. So only things in the world of pigol that are mifagel and mispagel. Afko mifaglen umispaglen. So to anything that's mifagel and mispagel. Excluding, Rashi quotes three things. A minchas kohen. A minchas kohen has nothing that becomes mutter. It's all burned in the mizbeach. There's no pigol. If I think chutz lizmano by the kmitza of a minchas kohen, it's no pigol. Because it doesn't have it doesn't have items that become mutter. That's by minchas kohanim, minchas the kohen gadol, and minchas nesachim. All of those are totally burned, so therefore it doesn't have a mispagel, and therefore it doesn't have a mefagel. So that's excluded. Shlishi, next word in the pasuk, ze chutz lizmano. Lo ye ratzeh, we learn now from that, it shall not be, counted as a kapara, kartoas kosher, kenartoas pasul. That's where we learn, just like to bring kapara, it has to be perfect, so too, to bring the psul of pigol, it has to be perfect, besides pigol. As we have mentioned in the past, you need what's called yatir, hamatir, kemitzvaso. Everything has to be perfect, besides the pigol thought. Hamakriv, what do we learn from there? Behakravahu nifsal veno nifsal bishlishi. It means don't take the pasuk literally that you eat it on day three. It's only when you're makriv it. During the avodah, it's going to become a problem. Veino nifsal b'shlishi. Oso, bizevach hakazim medaber, veino medaber b'kohen. It's talking about the carbon and not the kohen. That's an unbelievable havamina. What's it saying? You might have thought that if a kohen who performs pigul is now nifsal to do avodah forever. Oso, no. The Oso, the Zebach becomes Pigel, the Kohen doesn't become Pigel. Wow, why would we have thought that? Right, by Shalol Lishmo, we don't think that because a Kohen messes up. Wow. They don't dabber a Kohen. That's the Havamina. Lo Yechashev, what does that mean? Lo Ya'arev Bo Machshavos Acheros, you shouldn't have inappropriate other thoughts. As we mentioned earlier, that one machshava will be motzi b'di pigol. Pigol zechutz l'mkomo. Yihyeh milamecha mitstarfim zemzeh. It could combine. V'hanefesh ocheles mimenu. Echad v'lo shnayim. Mimenu is singular. One of these gets kares and not two. V'ezeh zeh zechutz l'zmano. D'gamar avon avon minosar. D'dami lei b'zayin beis. So the last maskana here is that Rava holds that it's all learned out from this pasuk, and we have a mi'ud from the pasuk, only one, and we compare nosar to chutz l'zmano, and that's how we figure out that chutz l'zmano gets kares, and that's pigel. Chutz l'mkomo is pasul. V'ein bo kares. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem, and we will continue next time with Daf Chavtes.